Judy.
So I came into this world to two parents who were super achievers. My mother had at least one master's at the time I was born. My father had been in the Marines, and he had like the highest achieving guy in his family. He was in his 30s. My mother was late 20s. And excuse me, I wanted to be in like deep connection with people, but I knew that I needed to be a super achiever to get love. I mean, that was real. That was clear from when I was very, very young.
From your dad or from your mom? Because you can do this. Like we really focused, Jonathan. You know, in all of our time, I've never really heard anything about your dad, but your mom's like the total. She like certain parents like capture it. And if your dad was the one that was like, this is the, you know, these, you're a soldier now.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. You can just tell that story. Came into the world, and I was sort of like, I was smart, and I was, you know, interested in things, but I found out from my dad that if you're not an A student, if you're not, like, on top of things, reading early, you know, being successful that way, that you're nobody. And you
it
know.
Was mostly my dad.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he was the KA, and I was going to be
yep.
him. And I was the oldest. And I was definitely, he was making me like in many things.
Right. Or you, and you felt, so it's like I felt like I wanted to get my dad's approval because he was the strong one in the family. You know, I came in and I wanted to get my dad's approval, so I tried to be like him, driven and, you know, straight A's and,
yeah.
you know, all that.
I mean, they're both there. I mean, my mother was a very strong personality too.
Mm-hmm.
They both, you know, wounded me really good.
In what? So, and so then that
like
the
my mother
was
like
town
more
too.
Of a performer because she was more the CL.
Yeah.
And so she would trot me out and look at Judy. She can do this. She can recite this poem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like very young Judy's, you know, reading this book, and I was just little. But she took credit for everything that I did as well, right? Because she created me.
Right.
And my father, I felt like my father was always trying to shape me. So, I don't know which one is worse. So
then you say, you know, so both your parents were relatively successful?
Yeah.
Okay. So I came into a world of successful parents who wouldn't put up with anything but that from me, pushed me in every possible way to be perfect and the best I could be, and never let me be a child.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's
true.
That's how it starts. And
yeah.
so then I spent the next 30 years of my life trying to be perfect and do everything just right.
Yeah.
You know, and please them, and please my dad, please my mom.
Yeah.
And at some point, it just broke. You know, which is the truth for everybody.
Yep.
And that's when I found Pilates, yoga.
Yoga.
You know.
Yeah. Right, because that's when I left IT. I knew I would never be going back. And I did start teaching yoga because, like everybody in IT says, they're going to teach yoga when they get out of IT. So I told that yesterday, but it's true. Like, I remember thinking, oh, shit, I have to do something.
Right.
So I just did that. But that to me, one-on-one time with clients, it got, it felt really transformational for me to deal with people on this level instead of in a corporate environment. And it really jazzed me, and I got positive feedback from people too. They just like kept coming back and kept coming back, and so that is why I'm so passionate about helping people to see who they really are, their vulnerabilities, their gentleness, and a soul connection.
So, the story. So we got the childhood story down, and then you went on to be sort of like, I stayed in, you know, you got into computers or IT, and I did, you know, I was driven to get, you know, to do really well in school. I did really well in sports too.
Yeah.
You know, so I was, I excelled at everything to please both my achiever parents. And at some point, I just knew that this driving myself in IT that I was in can't last. And I started doing yoga to try to de-stress. You know, whatever, I don't know what you'd start doing for
it. That's true, yeah.
So the reason I went into it, I was just like, I needed something, and I went into yoga and realized that there was another kind of achievement in the world, an inner world, right?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's an important understanding. And then that led to excelling in the world of yoga and energy and Pilates. And the more I learned, the more I realized that people are incredibly capable of reaching not only extremes in their lives, but also internally and loving themselves at a much deeper level. And then I even went deeper into my training, you know, and really found that part of me that's you know, that's not just an achiever, but just knows, loves myself in a deep way, both my strengths and my weaknesses, in sort of a balanced way, because that's the, you know, more the achiever in there, and that's why I'm so passionate about giving people a pathway, right, to their inner greatness, where they may have only been taught that what they do out in the world is, you know, so many people like me who were taught that you're only as good as what you do in the world. I help them realize that they have something great within them beyond that, and that the most important part of their lives is what's happening inside of them and their own self awareness and love, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping people find that within themselves. So that it sort of goes with that story, you know, because the story is that you came in and it was no problem being an achiever. The problem was that you were only told to achieve materially.
Yeah.
And then you realized that there was a way to achieve non-materially, and that was the only thing that really counts. And so that's why you're so passionate about helping people re-access that. And so people come to your yoga studio. Everybody goes to yoga studios from their work.
Right.
Right? They're beating themselves to death, and then they go to yoga, and they're like, oh my God, this is like an oasis.
Yeah.
And so you're creating an environment where people can remember that quality. And we all, I mean, it's, you know, just think about all of our big whys. It's all a big why is. Mm-hmm. Helping other people remember this great quality, this thing within them. Your pathway to it is what the story's about. And the way you do it, because you really do it through achievement. Jonathan's going to do it through playing with them and creating some way to play with people.
Okay.
You know, let's create a game center. I mean, you could totally do that game, whatever that game was. You know, you could just have a place where people just rent it out every weekend and do the game, right? You have a team of people. It's like, what's the one in there's a couple of those places around, and there's like that crazy, I don't remember with the old, you know, everybody's wearing swords and, you know, that
medieval times.
Medieval time, right? Real medieval manner,
King,
right?
King, yep,
King
yep.
Richard's Fair.
King Richard, right?
Yeah,
one of those things,
yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that you'd be great at, right? You'd love that, and you get a whole team of people that just create this acting, you know, fantastic thing. And I mean, you did some acting, right? Or did in college? Was that some acting? Or
I worked in stage managing.
Stage man, okay, but it's like, but something like that. But it's like putting that in your story. It's like, I was really attracted to this stuff, but I would never have done it because it would have never pleased my mom. You know, I always felt like I had to be a businessman, you know, but I'm going to be a businessman.
She said if I went into show business, I had to be a producer.
Oh. Right. Right. So, and you don't have to even say, you know, you don't even have to go that deep into it, but you can just say, you know, every time I tried to do something that I really found was fun, I realized once I did it that it wasn't ever going to be good enough for her because I had to be a coat and tie business guy. And when I realized at some point that she was just wrong about me, and maybe she had, maybe, you know, you don't have to go into it with her because it's not her story, but you can just say something like that and realize that I'm, you know, I'm the playful guy. So, and for you, it's like realizing that you're, you know, that you're helping people achieve at this highest level internally.
Okay, that's what you meant by through achievement.
Through achievement, yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's your gift.
Okay.
You know, because that's your gift has always been your gift, and you took on the role of achiever because it's natural to you. The problem was you were trying to achieve at something that wasn't there. Jonathan's more creative and, you know, okay, sort of playfully, kind of like it's a little more sort of all over the place with him. And as long as you leave it all over the place, it's great. But if you try to focus it on one thing, it's going to be just pain and suffering.
Okay.
So. Nice.